during Israel's 22-day war in Gaza, the Israeli army used internationally banned weapons, according to military and medical experts. Officials in the Ministry of Health in Hamas-ruled Gaza have warned that they expect increase in birth defect cases, especially among pregnant women who inhale toxic fumes resulted from dime and white phosphorus bombs during the war.
According to foreign experts, internationally banned weapons such as phosphorus bombs were used by the Israeli enemy in Gaza, and we expect an increase in birth defects and babies with long-term illnesses.
The health ministry added that many women had spontaneous abortion and many gave early birth during the war due to the extreme fear and stress they suffered. In this small exhibition tent in the courtyard of the health ministry in Gaza City, different kinds of American-made weapons which were used against the civilians in the besieged Gaza Strip are being shown, some of which are banned under international law. This has prompted a number of fact-finding missions and international lawyers to visit Gaza in order to investigate war crimes committed against civilians.
Human rights organizations started the legal steps in order to try the Israel war criminals before the national courts or the international criminal courts. But we have to say that the justice for the Gazans or the Palestinians victims will not be achieved without the international political will by the international community.
The three-week onslaught against Gaza led to the death of over 1,450 Palestinians, while 5,500 others were injured, and more than 20,000 homes were either partially or totally destroyed in the densely populated region, home to some 1.5 million people. The use of internationally banned weapons by Israeli forces will leave many with long-term illnesses, and it is believed that the area will remain contaminated, putting locals at risk of contracting sickness. The 22-day war in Gaza is over, but it has left legacies for Gazans. Many medical specialists fear that the repeated cases of a spontaneous abortion prevailing among Gazan women are due to Israel's use of controversial weapons during the war, especially white phosphorus ones. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.